From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto are reaffirming their commitment to reject trade protectionism. The leaders met at the North American Leaders Summit in Ottawa on Wednesday. U.S. President Barack Obama.
But we all believe that in an integrated global economy, the goal is not for us to try to shut ourselves off from the world, but rather to work together to raise standards around the world for workers and for the environment.
The United States, Canada, and Mexico account for almost 27% of the world's economic output. European leaders are beginning the process of carving out a future without Britain, wrapping up a summit in Brussels. British Prime Minister David Cameron addressed the group, which is calling on Britain to exit speedily from the bloc. They said the UK, or rather Britain, should not expect any membership benefits. The European Commission President, Donald Tusk.
We hope to have the UK as a close partner in the future. It is up to the British government to notify the European Council of the UK's intention to withdraw from the Union.
Donald Tusk, the chief of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, says the triple suicide bombing at the Istanbul airport has the hallmarks of the Islamic State group. John Brennan warns the terror group may try the same thing in the U.S. Meantime, Turkey's prime minister is already blaming the Islamic State group for the attack that killed 42 and injured more than 200 others. Dorian Jones has our report.
Flags across Turkey were at half-staff Wednesday as the country observed a day of mourning in the wake of Tuesday's triple suicide bombing attack at Istanbul's Atatürk International Airport. Within hours of the bombings, Atatürk Airport was reopened. Turkish security forces are now racing to identify the suicide bombers. The attackers appeared well organized and coordinated. Prime Minister Binali Yildirim, speaking hours after the attack, pointed the finger at Islamic State. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
This is VOA News. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, is calling on the international community to take greater action in tackling the refugee crisis. Power spoke Wednesday at the U.S. Institute of Peace in Washington.
We're asking governments to make a deeper commitment to funding UN and humanitarian organizations and appeals, increasing overall contributions by at least 30%.
Power announced the U.S. plans to intensify resettlement efforts to admit some 30,000 more refugees in 2016 and 2017. Egyptian investigators say a flight data recorder shows there was smoke aboard the Egypt Air flight that crashed into the Mediterranean Sea in May, killing all 66 people on board. The recorder shows the smoke was in the lavatory and in some of the onboard electronics. Investigators say heat damage and soot was found on the front part of the wreckage of the plane. The cockpit voice recorder recovered, but damaged. It's being repaired in Paris and could provide more clues into the cause of the crash. Russia and Turkey have agreed to resume cooperation on travel and trade. The agreement followed a conversation between the country's presidents, the first such since Turkey downed a Russian plane last year. Russian President Vladimir Putin said during the phone conversation Wednesday with his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan that Russia would start talks with Russia on resuming trade and economic relations and would lift restrictive measures on Russian tourists visiting Turkey. The two leaders also agreed to hold a face-to-face meeting in September on the sidelines of the G20 summit in China. Dozens of Nobel Prize winners calling on Greenpeace and other environmental activists to ease their opposition to the genetically modified food, saying they pose no danger to health and can even be beneficial. The group, which includes scholars from various disciplines, including medicine, say Greenpeace should stop opposing development of a genetically engineered type of rice that supporters say has a vitamin A deficiency linked to causing blindness. The Nobel laureates are urging Greenpeace to re-examine the findings, of the authoritative scientific groups and regulatory agencies. And the U.S. has indicted six Honduran police officers for allegedly conspiring with the son of a former president to smuggle cocaine to the U.S. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.